Chapter 5. Darrow. Voyager Cloak. Operation Voyager Cloak is live, I tell the cluster of officers who gather in the mess hall of the construction site. Glerastis has been removed, bound for Heliopolis, where he'll be under guard until the operation is complete. Those who remain are engineering legates, blue flight commanders, and cocky sky rangers, all veterans of at least 2 campaigns. Reliable, in other words. Onassis sits in stony silence. You have been laboring in darkness. The details of Voyager Cloak have been compartmentalized for security reasons. Allow me to paint the full picture. What you know. Atlantia is meticulous. After our little dance in the graveyard, she has cleared the debris field and the mines. Mercury is fully blockaded. She has tactical and numerical superiority, likely 2-1 on the ground. From her position, she can destroy any ship that attempts to breach orbit and launch a rain to reinforce any point on the planet within 20 minutes. Our ability to respond pales in comparison. Effectively, this gives her the ability to flank any of our units at leisure. Our shields are our only advantage. As long as they are up, she has no artillery support and will not risk landing ground elements. If our shield chain falls, we lose. Full stop. Once she has destroyed us, she will turn her eyes on the Republic. Some of you believe we should hold tight for reinforcements from Luna. I avoid looking at Harnassus. It isn't time to dress him down. Let me dispel that notion. If reinforcements come, Atalantia will know and launch an invasion on her terms before they can arrive. By that time, the Fear Knight will have already taken steps to weaken our position in ways we cannot counter. They will have the initiative and the sky. Again, we lose. We cannot retreat, we cannot surrender, we cannot attack, we cannot wait. Our only option is to define the terms of engagement. We will invite them in. They lean forward. The tanks and infantry meant for Mars, Luna, and Earth will die here on Mercury. I am proud that the officers do not flinch. Any illusions of rescue that my return might have awoken now dispel. I cannot wave my hands and whisk them back to Mars. This is no tale of salvation. It is one of sacrifice. This is our Thermopylae. What you don't know. Several nights ago, the first stage of Operation Voyager Cloak went into effect when the Fear Knight shot down a Black Sparrow east of the Hesperides. On board was a corpse planted by Howler intelligence agents with a data stack of intelligence information regarding a vulnerability within our shield chain. It appears the Fear Knight has taken the bait. As we speak, he is being herded by the Howlers toward Eleusis, which, once destroyed, will lead to a chain overload of the shield generators, creating a small gap south of Pan in the plains of Caduceus that Atalantia will find impossible to resist. The terrain is perfect landfall. It is flat enough for her tanks, dry enough for her titans, wide enough to land 10 legions at a time, and in perfect position to split our northern forces, overrun our defences on the children on the Petasus Peninsula with aerial infantry, and roll tanks westward down the coast to hit Tyche. That landfall is our kill box. It is mined with atomics, surrounded by 2 hidden army groups, supported by 6 of our 10 remaining torch ships and Red Reach base. When Atalantia's army lands there, it will be annihilated from 3 sides. She will retreat along the only route available, south, into the waste of Ladon. They say that desert eats armies. I mean to feed it another. They grin and wait for the reason they've been gathered 400 clicks north, barred from the field of battle by an entire sea. Why then are you here? I take a moment to look each of them in the eyes. You are not part of Operation Voyager Cloak. The men and women in this room will form Blue Reach 7, under direct command of Orion from Blue Reach 1, off the coast of Tyche. If all else fails, you are my insurance policy. You are Operation Tartarus. After the officers disperse to receive direct orders from Orion, I motion Harnassus to take a walk with me along the excavation site. We have business to finish, and I want witnesses. The engine has settled back into its berth after its test run. Engineers call to one another as they make last-minute adjustments. So, you figured a way to make them sync-compatible, Harnassus says, and a way to handle the data load. It will be terabytes per second. I know. My blacksmith saw them installing foreign tech in the control room. If not my men, who designed it? We had to use all available resources on such short notice. What resources? The master maker Glerastes. His face goes blank. Glerastes. He's already tinkered with enough, don't you think? He is the only man on Mercury who studies ancient tech for pleasure, I say. If you could have done it, I'd have asked you. He is a gold pet. I know you disagree with this course. That is an abuse of language. Harnassus's voice doesn't rise a decibel. When you said we would let them inside our shields, I thought I misheard. When you told me what we were unearthing, I thought I'd gone mad. Now you're telling me there's not one engine, but seven, run with the tech of a gold pet. I haven't gone mad. He jabs a finger up into my chest and calmly says, You have. I look down at his puny finger. Control yourself, Imperator. We set the tone. Tartarus is merely, Insurance, yeah, I heard. You don't think we can match them on the ground? No. Need I remind you this is still the army that freed both our homes? Except no Cephi, no Severo, no Seventh. The crossed wrenches on his uniform glint as the Terran folds his thick forearms over each other. The enemy is freshly provisioned from Venus, her legions replenished, her machines serviced. These aren't soft-foot pixies. These are the full Ash legions. That means Legius 20, Fulminata, 13, Dracones, 10, Perdus. On our best day, any of those would test our mettle. But she's brought all of them. And this isn't our best day. Just a week ago, my men were melting down scrap metal so we could fill the 23rd's magazines. Scrap metal. Not depleted uranium. Scrap metal. Darrell, you know I am no Cassandra. But the moment the first peerless boot touches Mercurian soil, we've lost the planet. This isn't Thermopylae. This is Cannae. We will die in the Ladon. I ignore the appeal to the classical obsession I share with the Golds. Harnassus, we lost the planet the moment you sent half the fleet home. He appraises me coolly. So there it is. You want to flog me for it? You want an apology? Fuck you. There's your apology. I obeyed my oath. The sword of the people should never silence its voice. And the voice of the people is the Senate, not you. And what does the Senate tell you now? I cup my ear. The voice isn't speaking, so the sword will. You know why I prefer Severo to you? He might burn hot, but you go cold. There's no talking to you when you're like this. You're inhuman. You're a god emperor. His blacksmiths have noticed the tenor of our conversation, if not its content. Thraxa worried over my choice of theatre for this game, surrounded by Harnassus's men. But you don't get the wolf by the tongue without reaching through its teeth. He steps close to me. You didn't come back to save us. You came back to kill them. He suppresses a shudder of anger. You're rolling dice in the dark. Reinforcements may already be en route. At least try to run their blockade. Get a signal out. Contact the Senate. Learn their intentions. You have a solemn duty to keep the men alive as long as possible. And if you use those engines, we're as bad as the enemy. Arnassus, look around. Does today look like a day where I am inclined to entertain anyone's moral protestations? I am going forward. Are you with me, Imperator? And if I'm not, my left hand can't have a mind of its own. At my command, 10 black-clad howlers file out of the necromancer. The chameleon properties of their pulse armor ripple to match the pale ice. Felix tilts his buzzed head. Arnassus's face falls. You would use howlers on me. That choice is yours. The most terrifying golds, obsidians, and greys in the legions stare him down. Each one would kill him for me, or slam cuffs on his wrists and throw him in the brig. Arnassus glances at his blacksmiths, wondering if they would do the same. He comes to the correct conclusion and lowers his voice. If you are forced to choose between saving our army and killing theirs, I need your word you will choose us. We are an expeditionary force. Our mission is to find and destroy the enemy. I grin. Well, we've found 'em. Your answer, Imperator. He stares at the ground, hands quivering at his sides. He lost the army as soon as I returned. I understand him well enough to know he once harbored thoughts of stepping in if I took us to the edge. Now he knows that was never an option. Damn you, he says, and looks up. Damn you. Though the anger never leaves his eyes, he delivers his salute with a precision few would think his slumped body could manage. He holds it for far too long for my tastes.
Hail, Reaper!
Sir, Rona says from behind, it's Pup One. In the Necromancer's communications bay, a meter-tall hologram of Alexander warps in and out, eroded by the jamming tech from Atalantia's fleet. Arnassus and Orion crowd in behind me.
Lost. Fear. In the... Ladon.
Does that mean Fear's going after Eleusis? I ask. Did he take the bait?
Bait? No. From Ange.
Arnassus crosses his arms and strains to hear Alexander.
Distress? From?
No.
Cation.
Repeat. Pup One, repeat.
Did not take bait. No movement on Eleusis.
Received a distress call from Angelia. Communication from Angelia. Since 06.
Angelia, I murmur. Angelia's a small city in the mid-eastern Ladon, one we used for civilian evacuation from the city surrounding our kill box. It's under the northern shield chain, but not a generator nexus like Eleusis. Atlas was supposed to attack Eleusis. I left it wide open for him, practically begging to be assaulted. Perhaps it begged too much. Arnassus's jaw muscles work overtime.
The bastard knows. He guessed your plan.
Specious assumption, Orion replies. Angelia doesn't have a generator like Eleusis. It's under the shadow of Kaidong's.
Then what does he want there? Arnassus asks. What does it have?
Darrow.
I can't wait for further intel. A decision must be made. But if I play my hand too soon, it all falls apart.
Damn it! What went wrong?
Arnassus, you're done here. I want you back in Heliopolis.
Away from the fight with the civilians and rear echelon, he asks.
The fight will be at Tyche.
When we lose the air, we'll need you to continue to supply us reinforcements via the grav loop. And we need to protect the integrity of the command chain. If I fall in the desert, and Orion falls with the engines, the army must have a commander. That's the thing about Harnassus. Whatever our differences, when the enemy comes, he's got my back. He snaps a salute. As he turns, he glares at Orion. I watch her as he departs. One by one, my bodyguards slide down the passage into the garage below. They know what's coming. Here we go again. The thought fills me with exhaustion. I need you at Blue Ridge 1, I tell Orion. Take any of the shuttles. Get the rest of the pilots to their engines. I grab her arm as she moves to the passage. We do not raise the storm guards above primary horizon. Swear to me. On my life. I bring her forehead to mine. From Vanguard till Vale, sister. She smiles in remembrance of that old ship where we met. Vanguard till Vale, brother. She departs and takes something of me with her. You never know anymore when you will see a friend again. Or if. Of all the people I know, Orion has never said what she would do after the war. I feel a need to know now. But she's already calling to her storm pilots and shoving them toward shuttles. You think she's all there? Rona says from the disembarkation plank. If she goes blood red, I have an insurance plan. Course you do. I turn to her, about to tell her to go with Harnassus, when I see she understands what I mean. What exactly I mean by insurance plan on Orion. Fuck. She sees right through me. Where is it? She asks. Just in case. In case I lie dead on the battlefield, she means. When I asked Glerastes to build the sync hardware for the storm gods, I had him construct a safety valve so that the Blues running it couldn't decide the fate of the planet without me. I pull the master switch from my coat and brandish it at Rona. And in armor? She asks. Second thigh box, right leg. And like that, she ensures her place at my side. I'm sorry, brother. I send a message to the Howlers. Alexander, tell Thraxa to reconnoiter Angelia. Do not engage the Fear Knight. I'm on my way.